This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
As I said, Tony Abbott has been politically bashed up over the last day or so. It's probably been, you would imagine, one of the worst Australia days for a Prime Minister ever after announcing that he would give an Australian knighthood to the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip. We're yet to hear some people that are supporting Tony Abbott on this one. It's 11 past five. Professor David Flint, the National Convener of the Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy, is on the line. Professor, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Justin.
Tell me something different today, if you don't mind. How did the Prime Minister get this one right?
Well, a lot of the comment has been uninformed and vitriolic, too vitriolic. So to say that the awards are only for Australians goes against the facts, because there have been plenty of foreigners, from Nelson Mandela down to people like Robin Williams and Mel Gibson and Lord Morris and General David Petraeus, who received orders in, or that received positions in the Order of Australia, quite often the top positions. It's not unusual for countries to do this. In fact, many of the critics ought to look at what they've got themselves, because many of our politicians have themselves knighthoods from foreign governments, from republics and monarchies and papal knighthoods. spreading honours is quite a normal sort of thing.
Professor, this one, though, was supposed to be at the very top of the tree for us, and I guess that as ill-informed as they might be, and that it is not necessarily for Australians, they feel it should be for Australians.
The Prime Minister's put a cap on these, and he said that it's going to be they're going to be a very small number. Now, I think this is obviously one of those ones which is outside the cap. A lot of orders have this. The Order of the Garter does.
Yeah.
You can make awards above the agreed number if they come from special classes. And I think this is one of those, and it's been done as a matter of protocol and courtesy, but also respect and thanks to a 93-year-old man who, for a very long period of time, has been doing things for Australia. And it's often forgotten that he began his career as a Greek sailor. He wasn't English at the time, still a Greek, Greek sailor in the Royal Navy. And he volunteered after he came out of Dartmouth as the top cadet. He was the best cadet they produced that year. He went straight into the Navy, and there he was on convoys protecting, or helping to protect and fight for and risk his life for, Australian troops going to the Middle East. And he was with Australian troops at the Battle of Crete and the Battle of Cape Matavan.
Professor, his life is certainly not without merit, but you could say that about many other people. Why do you think, though, that there has been public backlash here? You would admit that. We've got Peter Reith, who I spoke to a couple of hours before, believed that it was a totally wrong decision. We've got cabinet ministers that believe it is wrong. You can't deny that public backlash.
Oh, certainly. And it reminds me of the years of the campaign for a republic. A lot of members of the Liberal government, or the Liberal opposition at the time, got cold feet, and they thought a republic was inevitable, so they jumped onto the Republican bandwagon. The Liberal Party was split very much by this. There's a certain amount of nervousness in the coalition over this because of the strong media reaction and the strong reaction of some Republicans.
Yeah. Respectfully, Professor, it's not the media driving this, though.
I don't think it is. I don't think the media is driving it, but there's certainly strong elements in the media who are always going to be anti-Abbott, and they're always going to be very strongly pro-Republican, and this has been their moment.
Yeah, and we're hearing from them, but I think what is unusual, Professor, is that we're hearing from the rest as well. Everyone seems to be ganging up on the Prime Minister over this. It is not the usual suspects that are going after him. People that he would consider to be close to him and to support him are not on this.
It's a kind, gracious compliment to the Duke, but it's a one-day or two-day wonder. It's going to go away. We've got much more serious issues.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
To face, and this is going to. It's extraordinary how people have decided to concentrate what is really a very small matter.
Yeah, but Professor, we can't have it both ways. Symbols matter, do they not? Titles matter, and things that are handed out to people matter. And yes, there are more important things to talk about. But if the knighthood is not going to stir up the blood, what's the point of it in the first place?
Well, he deserves a very high recognition from Australia for his lifelong service to us, starting out, as I said, as
I think he's got an AC, I believe.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
That was the problem caused by the Hawke government when they lopped off the top tier of the Order of Australia. What they should have done was what New Zealand Labour did. They renamed it so that they could still have a top tier, but have one which they were still making awards for. The New Zealanders were more clever than the Australian government was in doing that, because they then put themselves in the position that they couldn't offer significant people from other countries the sort of honour they would like to offer them. But anyway, that's just a protocol problem. But this is a very nice gesture to a prince who's never been paid. He'll never get a golden handshake. He's still working at 93.
I think he's doing all right, last I heard.
Yeah.
Last reports. Yeah.
You mean financially?
Yes.
Oh, certainly he's doing all right, but so a lot of other people, but we have never...
Yeah, but he does... But, Professor, if you don't mind, with the greatest of respect to you, and I'm glad we're having this discussion, Prince Philip does well because he is a member of the royal family. I know he doesn't get paid, but his life of privilege also includes work, but he gets that because he's part of the royal family.
Yes, and the royal family is self-funded. They're not funded by even the British taxpayer, but don't fund them. All the money comes from the Crown Estate.
Yeah, I think they're also included on the civil list. They get some pretty good tax breaks.
That's been abolished. At the beginning of each reign, the sovereign would hand over all of the income from the Crown Estate, and in return for that, they'd receive a civil list. Well, about 2 or 3 years ago, they decided that really that wasn't the sensible way to do it. She now gets 15% of Crown income, and 85% goes into the Treasury. Mm. So effectively, she's paying 85% tax on the income of the Crown Estate. She gets the small amount which is left, really, to do functions associated with being queen.
Yeah, sure. Well, I understand. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for chatting to me. Finally, do you know the answer to this question? How does he receive his knighthood? He doesn't actually get it by walking down the corridor and visiting the queen by any chance, does he?
That's an interesting point. They've been very quiet on this. When the Governor-General was knighted, they didn't show a photograph of the actual ceremony. We just saw him receiving the insignia.
Yep.
Properly, I suppose he should really be knighted by the Queen. But whether that will actually be done, I don't know.
And finally, what do you think he makes of all of this? The Duke himself, what would he make of all of this?
I think he was perhaps slightly touched by it. I think he would be. Perhaps a little hurt that by some of the vitriol, but though he's a tough man, he's been through much more than this. He's been shot at, and people have tried to kill him. So, in the war, I mean.
Yes.
So, I don't think he'll be too disturbed by this.
It's good talking to you, Professor. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Professor David Flint, the National Convener of the Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy, and look, I respect his thoughts on it, because he is never he's never been backward in saying what he believes. He would like us to stay a monarchy, and of course he thinks a great deal of the Duke.